Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, June 30th, 2024. This is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead, and that is exactly what we are going to do. I consider it my privilege to sit here and be able to keep all of you ahead of the curve. And I think, in fact, I know that if you have been a follower of this blog, to say the least, we have nailed this market and everything connected to it to the wall. And we are not going to stop doing that. We are going to stay ahead of the curve, period, the end. Nothing is going to stop that. And I promise you, with all I got, that I will keep you ahead of the curve. Now, with regard to that, I want to start off with this. If you are a subscriber to my free newsletter, link in the description of this video, this is in your inbox right now. Pretty much every single week you get something like this in your inbox. I think this stuff is gold. Again, do what you want with this. I really do hope you share it, get it out there. Let's get more people on board, more lions, and of course more friends as well. So let me go through this here. I want to read through this. This is five things that we need to take advantage of right now moving forward, especially into this presidential event, which I refer to as a selection, and a couple of other things that we need to look at here. So I'm going to read this as I usually do, and I'm going to add to it as I move forward. So I'm starting off with this. So whomever is selected as the next president, we need to take action now. We need to start to think ahead. Again, look, how do people take advantage of the markets? By understanding the dynamics behind it, how cash moves through the markets. It's not a hard thing to do. Okay, so let's do that. So moving forward, number one, no matter who is selected, again, as the next president here, expect much steeper currency devaluation in a weaker dollar, meaning higher inflation, period. It doesn't matter who gets behind the Resolute desk. Also, expect that the mainstream media propaganda campaign will continue, meaning more fake numbers. We don't get any real data anymore. It's all just propaganda. That's number one. Number two, expect massively suppressed rates by the Federal Reserve as the Fed buys more debt, much more debt, and expect the national debt to skyrocket even faster than it is now. Number three, load up on commodities. Hold that thought because we need to cover something very important. So load up on commodities. Commodities are priced in dollars. A weaker dollar means higher commodity prices. Not just that, okay? You and I realize that we are in an environment of extremes to an extreme level, okay? These extremes are going to get much worse moving forward. There's just no doubt about it. If you expect that debts and deficits and ballooning global debt is going to change, no matter who is selected to sit behind the Resolute desk, then you have no clue as to what's going to happen. Meaning, eventually a meltdown in the debt market is going to happen. It's being engineered that way. Central banks flooding the world with debt. I mean, we've gone parabolic with global debt. Look this up for yourself. Look up a chart of global debt, the pace at which it is surging. We've never seen this before. This should tell us all that we're very close to the end game here. But central banks aren't done, in my view, gaining power, consolidating power. The more debt they issue, the stronger they become. The weaker the currency, they're all in a race to the bottom. You know that. The more a central bank can weaken their currency, the stronger they become. Think about why. It's very simple to understand. A weaker currency allows a central bank to create more currency, more debt, okay? Currency, units of debt, not units of wealth. I'll be on the same page here. I think we are, okay? If a central bank can weaken the currency, they have to create more of it to buy the same amount of goods. You understand? It's very simple. With suppressed rates, the same thing. The Fed creates cash out of nothing, adds digits to a screen, or any central bank does this, and they go out and buy the debt. Makes them stronger, not weaker. Monumentally stronger, as a matter of fact. And of course, the mechanism here of creating dependency on the system becomes even more pronounced. Make sense? Okay, so anyway, loading up on commodities, key. Now, number four, listen to what I'm about to say here. If Trump is selected, which now looks increasingly likely after that so-called debate, load up, people, on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Trump has made it very clear, and he said it repeatedly over and over and over again that he now supports cryptocurrencies. I'm going to make a projection here. Are you ready for my projection? Oh, here it is. Okay. Bitcoin under a President Trump administration here, we could easily see Bitcoin double from where it is here. And I'm talking about easily see Bitcoin. Cryptos in aggregate are going to do very well under a Trump presidency. Number five. Keep your eyes on risk. Follow the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, free to everybody, link in description of this video. The lower the MMRI goes, and I expect, and I believe you do too, all right, currency devaluation on a massive scale. I've been talking about this a lot lately. More suppressed rates moving forward. The Fed's going to buy more debt, opening up that doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market, which means a higher stock market. So in summary, are you ready? Number one, expect much steeper currency devaluation, higher inflation. Number two, expect massively suppressed rates by the Fed. Going to buy more debt. Number three, load up on commodities. Number four, if Trump is selected, which now looks increasingly likely after the so-called debate, load up, my lions, on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Number five, keep your eyes on risk following the MMRI. But let's go beyond that. Most of you have heard of the Fear and Greed Index. This is the current Fear and Greed Index. As long as we are watching the MMRI trend lower, you buy the market. And fear, this is where you need to really start looking into buying the dips in the market. Extreme greed presents extreme opportunity. Extreme fear presents a buying opportunity. Right now we're in fear, just about at fear. We want to see this move a little deeper into fear, which means we need to maybe see the market fall a little bit. Look, we've gone straight up. This market has gone virtually straight up for an entire month. Don't you think it's about time we get a little bit of a drop here? Buy the dips that come along. Keep your eyes on the fear and greed index along with the MMRI. It should set the stage for you. Now, I want to talk about one more thing that you and I have covered. Energy. Energy prices, especially moving forward, energy priced in dollars, crude oil priced in dollars. You've seen the run-up that we've had lately? It's not over yet. This is the front page of CNBC. Failure to meet surging, what am I looking at? For energy demand will jeopardize economic growth. Look, if you think, again, for a nanosecond, that we're not going to see higher energy prices and henceforth higher prices across the board moving forward, you don't know what you're looking at. And I'll tell you who does know what they're looking at. The billionaires. They're buying up energy stocks. They're buying up energy. What does this tell you? You think maybe these people know a little more than you do? Actually, we're way ahead of the curve on that. You and I have been calling this out for I don't know how freaking long, and it's not going to stop. This particular segment of Markets A Look Ahead should really set the stage for you as to what you need to do. It's not going to change anything. You and I have been on the exact correct pathway for a very, very long time. What have we been saying? The market's going to go higher and higher and higher and higher the faster the economy craters. And that's exactly what's going on now. It's going to continue moving forward. With regard to corporate profits, please pay attention to what I'm going to tell you here. Very, very important. All right. It appears to me, especially again, after the debate, all right, that Trump is going to get in here. What does that mean for corporate profits? Expect corporate profits to take off. Should play right into the stock market here. Just think of the equation. Currency devaluation is a lock. The Fed buying more debt is a lock. The weaker dollar here makes the multinational corporations' profit easier. You understand? Plus, there's going to be corporate tax cuts. We've already been made aware of all this. Okay. Again, Trump has already said this. He said it straight out. He wants to cut, make it easier for the corporations to profit. That means you and I can profit too. You understand? So look for these things moving forward here. Staying long the market is what we need to do as long as, again, the trend of the MMRI is lower. Currency devaluation, I've been beating this to death and I'm not going to stop. It's going to happen to a greater degree moving forward. Much more debt moving forward as well, which is, of course, currency negative. We're going to see a lot more inflation, no doubt about that. But that means we need to take advantage of this. We can't let the system destroy us, no matter who they put behind the Resolute Desk. There's no saving grace here for you. You may think there is, but there isn't. Does it make sense to you? No matter what side of the bird you're on, the blue wing or the red wing, do you think you're going to see less currency devaluation or more? Trump has already told us he wants a weaker dollar. With regard to the Fed, President Trump likes low rates. He likes the stock market going higher and higher and higher. He loves it. Makes him feel good. Makes us feel good too. We can capitalize on that. While inflation continues to surge, we got to find ways to allow our portfolios here to gain in value and then convert that profit into hard assets. My favorite asset, I'm going to show you again, silver of all time. There's nothing like it. Load up on commodities. With regard to cryptos, you know what I just told you. Trump has called himself the Bitcoin president. Do you think maybe he's trying to tell you something? I intend to buy more. I'm going to tell you right now. I'd like to see Bitcoin drop a little more. Maybe if we could get below 50,000, I think that would be the buying opportunity of a lifetime, especially moving forward. So as I said, this guy's got your back. Let's mimic these guys, the billionaires. They're loading up on energy. That should tell you something. All right, look, as I said, this is too easy, all this stuff. Buying opportunity with regard to the Fear and Greed Index, looking at the MMRI. And this again, look, this is in your inbox. Read it. Understand what's going on here. And we can't lose. I will not let you down. We got each other's backs always. And that's why we're invincible, people. Look, this guy loves you from the heart. Let me know if what I have just said to you makes sense. No matter if you're on the Trump side or the Biden side. Let me know, but you should be on your own side, the side of the people. You understand? All this other nonsense, we have to look through it. You have to look past it and make the right choices. If you think that I am way off base here, let me know where I got it wrong. Let us all know. Again, a lot of people follow this blog. They're going to read your comment. Greg got it wrong here. Greg got it right here. Let me know. And as I always tell you, I'm not too old to learn a new trick. But let's look back a little bit on how we have called this market for, I don't know, since Trump took office the first time. Did we nail this market to the wall across the board? You think we're going to stop doing that? No way. There is no way that's going to happen because I got your back and I will never let you down. All right, this guy here, again, loves you from the heart. People, I see you in the morning. I'm looking forward to reading the comments. And, until we meet again, this will be in the morning. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other.